Thanks for joining the Fit to Lead podcast. For today's solo episode, I'm really excited to review a book I just finished called The Gratitude Diaries by Janice Kaplan. And she basically takes a year at looking at how she can transform her life through gratitude. And it's really interesting. She breaks it up into seasons of, in the winter, she focuses on marriage, love, and family. Then in the spring, money, career, and the stuff we own. Over the summer, it's gratitude and health. And then finally, part four in autumn is coping, caring, and connecting. So, you know, this book comes at a great time. I've been doing a lot of talks, and I'll probably do a podcast episode on mindfulness, meditation, and mindset. And gratitude plays a really big part of that. It's a great way to be mindful, you know, when you are kind of feeling down or feel like you have some negative energy. Making a gratitude list is a great way to snap out of that. So, I was really excited when I was recommended this book by my business manager, Melissa Gamara, who's been on the podcast. She raved about it. So I was like, I definitely need to read this book. So it was a very easy read. So many takeaways, great stories. I'm actually going to see if I could get Janice on the podcast because I think it would be amazing to interview her. But just want to kind of pop through some sections of the book that really resonated with me, just quotes and different things that I thought would be helpful to you. So the first one was a quote from Hamlet that says, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." And I am a huge proponent of, you know, your attitude determines your day, right? So if you start off the day with a bad attitude or, you know, a bad outlook, that's typically how the day goes for you. It's like, oh, you almost like manifest that into becoming reality. So I truly believe that, you know, your mindset, your positivity, being grateful really kind of sets the tone for your day, each and every day. I mean, I know it's difficult to, you know, kind of stay positive and stay grateful and hopeful all the time, but it really does make a huge difference. So then she goes on and she does talk to a lot of doctors about how being grateful actually physically changes your brain and how it's wired and stuff. And it says, of all the positive strengths we've looked at, people who are highest in gratitude are also highest in well-being. And it's the old chicken and egg question. Does gratitude improve your well-being, or do people with a high level of well-being also feel grateful? The answer seemed to be both. Grateful people typically have more friends and social interactions and a rosier view of life that helps them flourish. But if you don't come by that naturally, what this doctor says is you should have gratitude interventions, which can have a big effect. And it shows that, you know, if you get relatively ungrateful people and have them do gratitude journals and letters and visits, you'll see that their well-being increases. So I've seen a lot of people say that either in the morning or at night or both, just maybe list 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. I try to do this as well. And it's even like, you know, when your mind wanders and you daydream and stuff, and sometimes you know, start thinking of negative stories that you tell yourself that, you know, or you know, not based in any fact, just, you know, those doomsday scenarios. Trying to pivot and then just think about what you're grateful for. And it could be as simple as, you know, the sun is shining, the electricity is on, you know, we lost our power for Christmas. So it's like, I'm so grateful for electricity. You know, beyond the usual, you know, my family, my home, my job, it's important to just look at all the very little things and focus in on those and be grateful for everything in your life, not just the big pluses, but the little ones too. And so one of the doctors says to just pay attention to your surroundings and believing you're lucky so that you're open to good things happening. And in one experiment, they asked volunteers to look through a newspaper and count the photographs. And the people that described themselves as unlucky flipped carefully through every page counting. And the lucky ones finished in seconds because they noticed a big ad on page 2 that said, "Stop counting." There are 43 photographs. So the lucky people noticed the ad and they, you know, the unlucky people were so, you know, laser focused on counting that they completely missed it. So I think being grateful is also just having that happy-go-lucky attitude. You know, it's that I thought that experiment was so interesting because I was like, oh, you know, how, you know, they would say, what's the difference between lucky and unlucky people? And how does that happen? And a lot of times it is your mindset and what kind of energy you're putting out there that luck happens to you, right? Like if you're open to meeting people and you're, you know, outgoing and happy and optimistic, odds are you're going to meet people that are going to impact you in different ways versus if you are, you know, grumpy and shut off and everything annoys you, you might not be open to opportunities that may be right in front of you. So another thing that she talked about was, you know, careers and bosses and that sort of thing. It says, even if a boss thinks otherwise, gratitude usually turns out to be a smart career move. In a survey, 96% of people agreed that a grateful boss is most likely to be successful since people will rally behind him or her. Execs who assume that saying thank you or appreciating someone's work lessens their power are missing the point. Nobody gets to the top on their own. If you help enough people and give them positive feedback, there's a good chance they'll turn around and help out too. And it's almost like that law of reciprocity. I'm going to totally butcher that and say that wrong, but you know, being reciprocal, right? You reap what you sow. So if you're grateful and appreciative and thankful, you would like to hope that that's returned to you. And what you put out, you get back to you. So I'm a big believer in that. And there's so many studies that say most people, you know, although everyone loves money, who wouldn't love a raise or a bonus or whatever, but that just having a boss or a team that's appreciative and recognizes what you do on a day-to-day basis makes such a huge, huge difference in your mindset around work, right? And it makes me feel good to be recognized and appreciated. And that people, you know, say you do a good job. You know, I think that goes a long way. And I think, I know some people might be like, yeah. But, you know, you could get all the money in the world, but if somebody just doesn't ever tell you you do a good job, I mean, how does that make you feel at the end of the day? So then she talks about, she joins a friend who goes to AA and they talk a lot about gratitude. And they said that external events may be out of our control or determined by the fates, but we can decide how to look at them. And she quotes Epictetus, if any be unhappy, let him remember that he is unhappy by reason of himself alone. And again, it goes back to that mindset and that you decide how, you know, you decide your attitude, you decide if you have an attitude of gratitude or one that is not. So, you know, sometimes when my kids are in a bad mood, I'm like, you are only making yourself miserable. Like, you know, if you look on the bright side and try to think of the positives and what, you know, again, going back to gratitude, it's like, you're not making anybody miserable but yourself. So I think gratitude is so important. And just being able to pivot and shift gears, because it's really, really hard to be in a bad mood when you think about all the things that you have in your life, the blessings, the opportunities that others don't, that there are a lot of people less fortunate than you, no matter where you are in life. So I think that's really super important to remember. Let me see, what was the other thing I wanted to cover here? So she also talks about not having enough and people always feeling like, you know, wanting more. So this, I guess it's a philosopher, Epictetus, was her guide through many parts of the year. And he spent a lot of time discussing how we can be most content if we focus on what is in our power. Anxiety comes from wanting what we can't control. And he gave the example of a lute player who is happy when playing and singing to himself, but gets anxious when he goes on stage. For he not only wishes to sing well, but also to obtain applause, but this is not in his power. So in modern terms, that means, you know, you're driving yourself crazy over things you can't control or haven't yet accomplished. Like, you can't control the outcomes. You can only control what you put forth. So I thought that was really important to remember too. You know, it's funny, on my bulletin board, I have a quote that says, I don't worry about the things I can't control. And I think, you know, this pandemic has showed us that as well, that, you know, you could easily get wrapped up in the stress and the anxiety and, you know, the torture of like everything going on. But if you really just kind of refocus on what you can control, what's within your realm, it makes it much easier to digest. So highly recommend the Gratitude Diaries, super easy read and, you know, a lot of great takeaways. And she even talks about, I got to hit on the health and fitness aspect, right? So she talks about the gratitude diet, which I thought was really fascinating. And it was about mindful eating. You know, don't rush through. Like if you're going to eat something and it's off track of what you might normally eat, whether that's pizza, french fries, you know, cake, whatever, make sure it is like so good and that you truly enjoy eating it and you are grateful for every bite and every taste of it. And I think that's really important. So it's like, you know, if you're craving cookies, make sure it's a really good, like, expensive, you know, high quality cookie versus like a box of Oreos. I think that's what's really kind of, and rightfully so. I mean, nothing should be off limits, everything in moderation and portion control. But if you are going to have something, make sure it's something really good, high quality, that's not, you know, just like a run of the mill. And make sure you really enjoy it. So, and I wholeheartedly believe in that as well. So, I would love for anyone that has read it, you know, DM me, drop a comment, but would love, if you haven't read it, to definitely add it to your list because it's definitely a worthwhile read. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this and we'll talk soon. Hey, thanks for listening to the Fit the Lead podcast. Be sure to join my private Facebook group, Corporate Women Getting Fit. And you'll also be excited to know that I am a part of Patreon, where you could get access to episodes early, bonus episodes, and even an Ask Me Anything monthly access. So check that out. All the links are in the show notes.